here at Grafton crowd are racing to their feet expectantly. It's calm for now on a grassy corner. The water's fairly calm. A couple of ducks maybe somewhere, unaware of the carnage that is about to befall. The M2 division is always incredibly competitive. People looking to bump up into the Premier League, old bumps rowing, at M1 are looking to do just that. They're on for Blade, and I can see them come around the corner now to catch the fantastic stroke. They're being pursued hotly by Churchill. Churchill M1 within half a boat length, it looks like. Captured the line there around the first bit of this S-bend here at Grassy. Coming into the gut now. Cats being hotly pursued by Churchill. Behind them, we have got Selwyn. Selwyn continuing to row. They're not going to challenge Churchill. Churchill are looking strong, looking to avenge that from yesterday. So we've got Selwyn, then Keys, the Black Blades of Keys, the scourge of the River Cam for years now. Behind them, we've got Downing. Downing looking comfortable. Emma, are you still there? Can you see anything? Doesn't look like we've got Emma, so I'll return now as Cats go back to me. They've got some of their feet. Churchill already wet. A lot of splashing going on. Not great blade control here from Churchill. There's water all over the place, but it won't matter if they can get this bump as they move into the power reach. Cats doing a better line, though. Selwyn has taken a fantastic line. They're going to scrape the paintwork off some of these barges here. As Keith looks kind of hysterical, rowing strongly, rowing firmly. Ed, you can see on the plough reach.
Well, I think you want Hannah, who's at Ditton Corner.
Hannah at Ditton Corner, then.
Yes, I am indeed at Ditton Corner. The spectators just before me have stood up in anticipation of Cats, who are just around the corner now, pursued as we can see by Churchill. There's still only about half a boat length between them. It doesn't actually look like Churchill are going to bump.
Hannah.
So we've got Emma back now.
Hello there. Yes, I'm here on first post, and I can confirm that Christ has just bumped Emmanuel second. That's Christ first, has just bumped Emmanuel second on first post. Back to you, Hannah.
Emma.
Yes. The real contenders now are between Churchill and Selwyn. Selwyn are looking incredibly strong, and there's a very, very small amount of room in between Selwyn and Churchill. But Churchill are taking lead there, widening the gap. Looking like Selwyn are going to bump here. Back to you, Ben. Is anything going on with you?
Yes, well, I can confirm that LMBT have bumped up on this one. Now, going past me, we've got Wilson, who are being chased by Homerton, who are being chased by Queen. It's all action going on. Pembroke growing ahead of all of those three, looking fairly solid. First and third look like they were potentially going to be caught by these, them two, but we'll have to see, Ed, what's going on near you.
Well, I'm on the long reach, and there's not a lot going on. I just started to see the first boat. I believe I can see a bump between Selwyn and Churchill, actually, because Selwyn have pulled right to the outside and Churchill near the inside, but it may well just be they're taking different lines and moves. So back to you, Hannah, at Ditton.
Yes, I've just... there haven't been any bumps, but Jesus are just coming up to me now. First and third, just in front of them, but there was a big gap between them. I don't think Jesus are going to be challenging first and third today. Back to you, Ben. Is there anything going on at Grassy?
Well, it's looking very lonely for Corpus Christi M1, who are looking for a very dull, very painful row over. There's absolutely no one. This boat kind of have pulled aside to let them through. It's like a kind of red carpet made out of water here for them. It's very lonely for them. It looks like Anglia Ruskin, though, have been bumped by Darwin M1 because they're nowhere to be seen here. They must have been bumped incredibly early in the race. They're nowhere to be seen. Corpus probably
Ben?
Can't see any more boats.
Ben.
Sorry, Hannah.
Hello,
I think that was Emma.
Yes.
Emma.
Hello, we are on Long Reach, and we've had the bump between Selwyn and Churchill. It got very interesting. Selwyn went very wide out of Ditton Corner, then they speared their boat back across the river in an effort to hit Churchill, failed, but then caught Churchill shortly afterwards. So the big battle now is between Keys 2 and Downing 2, which is down to about a quarter of length. Can we go very briefly back to you, Hannah?
Yeah, I think we might have quite an interest. I think we might be about to have a bump. Now, that is going to be between... Sorry, Ed, maybe you can confirm this. I think between... Sydney and... No. Can you see what's going on the reach?
I can see what's going on in the reach. It's getting very interesting. We have Downing 2 chasing down Keys 2. Sunkissed Blood. guys, silhouettes of men going round the little kink down towards the railway bridge, and the King's Cross is veering left, and veering left hard. That is the only way they're going to avoid Downing and perpetuate this battle a little bit longer. Back to you, Hannah, briefly.
Okay, yes, so I'm just trying to confirm the buzzers now. I think between Jesus and Sydney, but I'm gonna have to
okay.
Go back and just this bump.
Hannah, well, we saw the Keys Cock veer their boat to the left. Downing then veered left, a bit drunkenly, though. The boat oars were splashing in the river. They lost a little bit of momentum. They thought they might catch Keys, but they missed the back of the boat. So they are lacing on under the railway bridge now. A very, 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 very lonely first and third, too. All that 2.5 lengths ahead of Jesus, 2 miles.
I'm just a Ditton. Homerton, I can just confirm, Homerton has bumped Wolfson. That's how I was looking at. And we've had a bump between Homerton, M1 and Wolfson.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense because we aren't seeing those boats at the moment as they come down the long reach. The next boat behind Pembroke is Queen. So it's all about this battle near the top of the division between Keys and Downing. So Cats have bellowed over. Selwyn bumped Churchill early-ish on the long reach. Downing are pursuing Keys very hard. Those are both second boats. First and third two, Jesus 2, rowing over at the moment. LMBC 2 have bumped up on Sydney. Pembroke 2 are level with me now. They're going to low over. Homerton bumped up on Wolfson. Queens are over. Christ 2 bumped up on Emma 2. When did you last see Corpus, Hannah?
I don't really remember.
Hello, Hannah?
Corpus. Darwin have just rowed past me. So, go on, Emma.
Hannah, yeah, sorry, I can confirm that Corpus have been bumped by ARU and Darwin rode over down here on first, so it's very early in the race.
Okay. So that, we had that straight from Emma. Ben, is that...
Yeah, that does make sense, because ARU are now rowing past me now. With foliage in their hair. I called it wrong earlier. I apologise for that. ARU M1, bump up on Corpus Christi M1, Darwin M1 then, for the long, painful row over.
Okay, so I can see some oars on the opposite bank of the river, the Glenchester Meadows side, halfway between the railway bridge and that little kink where the cycle path slid. If you've never been here, you won't know where that means. But it's about a mile. It's really near the end of the course. And if you've rowed that far and been bumped, then you won't be very happy this evening. And I think that is the fate that has befallen Keys 2 today. It looks like Downing 2 caught them just before barges start again on the left-hand side of the river as you row down the course. So I can't see the blaze colours because, frankly, the sun is about as bright as, well, the sun. And so I will only be able to confirm when we have the results update with Hannah shortly. But Emma, do you want to run down all the bumps we know for absolute definite?
Yes, of course. So for the men's second division, we have St. Catherine's first rowing over, Churchill having been bumped by Selwyn. Key seconds and Downing seconds are still to be confirmed. First and third, seconds rowed over. Jesus seconds rowed over. Sydney Sussex first were bumped by LMBC. Pembroke seconds rowed over. Wolfson were bumped by Homerton first. Queen seconds rowed over. Emmanuel seconds were bumped by Christ seconds. Corpus first were bumped by Anglia Ruskin first. And Darwin's rowed over.
And I will just confirm that bump for you. I can see Downing just about to pull away. They've obviously been trying to get foliage, which Keys weren't so bothered about, so Keys have already left the bank. But I'm 99.9% certain, even though it's still very hard to see in the sun, that Downing 2 have bumped up on Keys 2 in this race. So back to you in the studio.